This is Gerardo. That's G-E-R-A-R-D-O. Last name is Revilla. R-E-V-I-L-L-A. He was born 1/15/1958. This is a 66-year-old gentleman, originally from Houston, worked for City of Houston for 25 years, lives out in the country in Shepherd, S-H-E-P-H-A-R-D, Texas, on 10 acres. He says that he always thought he had more time. He knew his PSA was elevated, had prostate cancer, but didn't do anything about it. Finally, in January of this year, he did go see a urologist. His PSA was over 1,000, period. In the paragraph, he has bony metastasis since then, has lost 80 pounds. He's not sleeping. He's not eating. He ate a couple of poached eggs yesterday, but that's all he's had. He's had nausea and vomiting and abdominal pain, as well as bone pain present for the past few months, period. In the paragraph, finally, the urologist has told him that there's not anything that can be done for him at this stage, and he's been referred to hospice, period. In the paragraph, he worked for City of Dallas for 25 years. His divorce, he has three children. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't drink. Medical problems, he did have high blood pressure at one time, but his blood pressure is much better. The paragraph, review of system as above. He was seen in the emergency room recently, was diagnosed with Bell's palsy, having trouble seeing in the left eye. He's wearing a patch. Also has bony metastasis, left a facial droop. Bell's palsy under the care of a urologist with a PSA of 1,000. Family history, dad died of diabetes, peripheral vascular disease, coronary artery disease. Mom is alive at age 98. Surgery, right foot surgery because of a... he was in Marine Corps and stab wounds to his abdomen at age 17. COVID immunizations up to date. Review of system as above. Allergy non-medication. The only medication he takes at this time is from the emergency room. Prednisone 50 milligram taper. Acyclovir 800 milligram 5 times a day. And Zofran PRN for nausea and vomiting. Period. In the paragraph, today on exam. This is a 66-year-old gentleman who appears to be much older than stated age. His blood pressure is 90 over 60. Pulse is 100. O2 sat 90% on room air. Patient's heart, positive, small positive, two lungs, few bronchi, otherwise clear, abdomen soft. Skin shows decreased turgor, oral mucosa with analgesia. There's evidence of Bell's palsy with seventh nerve palsy on the left side of his face. No lateralizing symptoms of stroke noted on either side of his body. There's severe muscle wasting noted in the lower extremity. Assessment. 66-year-old gentleman with history of prostate cancer, PSA over 1,000. His urologist has told him there's not much else to do for him. He's lost over 80 pounds. He's not sleeping, having nausea, vomiting. He's not eating. He needs help with pain, help with nurses' aids and care at home on hospice. He definitely qualifies for hospice. He most likely has less than 6 months to live and is expected to do poorly, period. He has severe protein, calorie, malnutrition, significant weight loss, muscle wasting, and overall prognosis remains poor, period. In the paragraph, patient is so weak that he's started to wear an adult diaper and is requiring help with ADL at this time, period. In the paragraph, his pain needs to be brought under control as well as his anxiety and his sleep. He went to the funeral home yesterday to make arrangements for his death, and that has been quite difficult for him at this time, period. In the paragraph, he does have kids and grandkids that see about him on a regular basis, but he's divorced and lives alone pretty much, but his sister lives next door. Hospice aides and help of hospice aides and nurses will be very much significant and needed to help this man live the last few days to weeks of his life on this earth. Thank you.